That's what everybody wants.
I think my wife wants to hear.
Huh? My wife wants to hear. What I said, wasn't it right? Huh? How many of you agree with me? Okay. So how many of you say Hari Bol?
Maharaj, according to your explanation, you should stay here for 7 days and speak to us. That was a much more...
I'm a latecomer.
But yes, sure, I would like to spend time in the association.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj is the personification of eloquence when he discusses Prabhupada, the Acharyas, and Krishna. But he also has a very unusual sense of humor today. On your order, I will, with blessings, I will try to speak something. Also, I'd like to welcome Navayovana Prabhu, dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who has preached in Iran, and he's doing wonderful innovative preaching projects today. Can you stand up, Prabhu? Everyone, please welcome him. Very often. And to the mother of our congregation, Nartaki Mataji, who's so humble, always likes to be in some lowly place, although her effulgence always distinguishes her for who she really is, one of the most dedicated, fearless, loving disciples of His Divine Grace. Can you stand up, Mataji, please? Everyone, very enthusiastically. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, quoting from the previous Acharyas, explains some of the history of Moda Drumadvipa. When Lord Sri Ramchandra was exiled into forest for 14 years, he came here to this island of Navadvipa, and under a big sacred banyan tree he made his residence with Lakshman and Sita. He was exhibiting very, very deep emotions. He explained to Sita that in the age of Kali, I will descend in this land of Nadia with a beautiful golden complexion as Lord Gauranga. Here in Navadvip, I will enjoy pastimes as a scholar, and I will defeat everyone in debate. Then I will become a householder, and you will descend as my wife, Vishnupriya. When I'm 24 years old, for the sake of giving the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, to the world, I will take sannyas. In Navadvip, I will establish the Harinam Sankirtan movement. And throughout this wonderful holy place, there will be resounding the holy names as I chant and dance with my associates. But I will leave all that behind and become a sannyasi. I will shave my head and leave my mother as a widow to cry. My mother is a widow. I will be all that she had, but I will leave her to cry. And my wife, she will be in my mother's arms, weeping and weeping and weeping in separation from me. Sita was not very enthusiastic to hear this. My dear Ram, why? What kind of religious principle is that? To leave your widowed mother and to make your wife cry for the rest of her life? Why do you want to do that? And the Lord said, I will explain to you the science of spiritual love. There is two categories. Sambhog, which is the love of being with the object of one's love. And there is vipralamba, love and separation. The intensity of the ecstasy of the relationship with love increases many, many fold when there is separation. In the age of Kali, I will give you that sublime experience of love in separation. And in separation, when meeting comes, sambhog, then the pleasure of being with one another is thousands and thousands of times more satisfying to the heart. Kausalya will appear as Sachimata, and you will appear as Vishnupriya. Nityananda Prabhu explained to Jiva Goswami that that banyan tree disappeared after Ram to worldly vision. But those who have spiritual insight can see that banyan tree even today. Where we are sitting is the birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He himself writes about his mother, Narayani. Srivas Thakur was living, his family is from Srihatta, which is today in Bangladesh. And they shifted here to be close to the river Ganges and the Vaishnavas. Living in Srivasangam, Srivas had a niece when she was only 4 years old. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told her, chant the names of Krishna and weep in ecstasy. And this innocent, simple little four-year-old girl started crying out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. By the Lord's blessing, such intense state of love of God erupted from her heart that she fell to the ground. Her limbs were trembling, weeping torrents of tears as she was crying out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. She was a very favorite of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would regularly feed her his own remnants with his own hands. Little child. And to this day, 500 years later, Narayani is known to all Gaudiya Vaishnavas as that fortunate soul that was fed the remnants by the loving hands of the Lord. Vrindavan Das Thakur was the son of Narayani Devi. He was born in this place. His mother was a widow when Vrindavan Das was hardly even born. So he was brought up not only the care of his loving mother, but by their neighbor, Vasudev Dutt, one of the most compassionate, loving servitors of the Lord. Srivas Thakur, Vasudev Dutt, they just brought up and inculcated Vrindavan Das Thakur with such sublime revelations of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And he was a disciple of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And the order of Lord Nityananda, and with the blessings of all these great saints, he wrote the first authorized biography of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he named Sri Chaitanya Mangal. But later on, the devotees, understanding that he was the incarnation of Veda Vyas, who wrote the Srimad Bhagavat, they renamed his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami profusely glorifies Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, with such indebtedness and reverence, glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. He declares he is the Vyasadeva of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. In the ecstasy of his love and the revelation of his realizations, he has presented the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya in a most authorized and genuine way. And anyone, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, anyone who sincerely and faithfully reads from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat will undoubtedly achieve the ecstatic love that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came to give to the world. Kaviraj Goswami, who was such an exalted Paramahamsa, while living at Radha Kund, is explaining that actually Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has described so much. I am simply going to just taking the remnants of Vrindavan Das Thakur with his blessings, whatever few things that he did not describe in detail, I will do. And it's interesting to see the wonderful etiquette where Vaishnavas do not compete with one another. They honor and they respect one another. Wherever Vrindavan Das Thakur gave extensive explanations of the Leela of the Lord, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami would just mention it in one or two verses and say, I don't want to be impudent to repeat it. Read Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is all there. But if there were any things that Vrindavan Das Thakur purposely didn't tell everything, just to leave some remnants for me to describe. Yes, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur revealed the glories of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu to the world. So we are all eternally, eternally indebted to him. Let us bow our heads in great reverence at the lotus feet of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally revealed to him what he had written. for the ultimate benediction of all living beings. In a few moments, we will be going to the residence of Vasudev Dutt. I'll say a few things in this regard. Vasudev Dutt came to Puri one year. In fact, he would go every year to meet Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya was saying goodbye to his devotees, he was reciprocating with each and every one of them. He called Vasudev Dutt and embraced him. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to all the other devotees, he glorified Vasudev Dutt as if he had 1,000 mouths. Usually, when Lord Chaitanya would very enthusiastically glorify a devotee, it would say that he did it as if he had 5 mouths. But for Vasudev Dutt, he was glorifying Vasudev Dutt as if he had 1,000 mouths. Vasudev Dutt was very embarrassed. He felt very, very shy hearing the Lord speaking such words. So he fell at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, grabbed onto his feet, and wept. Then with folded hands he spoke. He said, "My dear Lord, you have incarnated into this world just to deliver all the conditioned souls. By your mercy, my Lord, you can do anything you like. You are independent. My Lord, I have one request I beg you to fulfill. And I know you can fulfill my request because you have all power and anything you sincerely wish will be done. So please, kindly Lord, hear my request. My heart breaks when I see the suffering of all living beings under the grips of Maya. I cannot tolerate it. Please, please, my Lord, may all the sinful reactions of every living entity in the entire universe come on my head. Please, my Lord, give me this benediction. Allow me to suffer perpetually in hellish conditions, taking on all the sins and karmas of all living beings, and relieve them of their diseased condition, and allow them to be with you in your eternal abode. My Lord, please grant my request. It is the only desire of my heart." Because he spoke with such sincerity, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept incessantly. His limbs trembled. His heart melted. And he couldn't even speak. That is the power of the compassion of Vasudev Dutt. The genuineness of this desire affected Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in such a profound way. After some time, Lord Chaitanya with his heart utterly melted by the love of his devotee, spoke with a faltering voice. He said, Vasudev Dad, it is not astonishing that you have spoken this way, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Krishna has incessantly bestowed his infinite mercy upon you. Therefore, you are feeling all other suffering as your own. Prabhupada explains, para dukkha dukkhi. This is the quality of a real Vaishnava. That other people's sufferings, that is their suffering. Because they see every living being as part of Krishna. They cannot tolerate to see other suffering. Lord Chaitanya expressed how his compassion for other living beings had conquered him. He said, but why? Why would Krishna make you have to suffer for everyone else's sins? Because you're such a great devotee. Krishna must fulfill whatever your heart wishes. Simply because of your compassion and your love, Lord Sri Krishna will give liberation to every living entity in the entire universe. And you will not have to suffer. What is the loss to Krishna? You see, the Udambara tree, it has millions of fruits. If one fruit falls, what is the loss to the tree? Similarly, within the river Viraja, Maya Devi is floating like a pot, and there's millions of mustard seeds in that pot, in the form of universes. If one mustard seed falls, what is the loss? Similarly, in the cosmic manifestation, if there's one less universe, what is the loss? Krishna will certainly fulfill your desire. That is Vasudev Dattra. On another occasion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he took sannyas, he visited Kumarahatta. Srivas Thakur, he moved there because he could not tolerate living in Navadvip without Lord Gauranga being here. So Lord Chaitanya was at the house of Srivas, and many devotees were coming to visit him. Shivananda Sen came with Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt was so charitable. Whatever he had, he would just give away. And this is created complications in his life, but he just couldn't help giving everything. This was his life. His life was for others. Whatever he had was for others. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to personally request Shivananda Sen to take care of Vasudev Dutt's finances so he would survive. Otherwise, whatever he had, he just gave to others. So when Shivananda Sen and Vasudev Dutt came to see the Lord at Srivas's house, Lord Chaitanya was filled with bliss. Filled with bliss. He embraced Vasudev Dutt and cried. Why? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains why. Because Vasudev Dutt only saw good in every living being. He never, ever in his life found any faults with others. He just couldn't see that way. He saw the good in everyone. He could not think or speak about any fault except himself. His heart was filled with ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His heart was filled with such deep, intense love for the Vaishnavas. His anticipation, his joy in life was service to Vaishnavas. And he was willing to take on all the sins of all the conditioned souls. He loved every living being so purely. This is Vasudev Dutt. When Vasudev Dutt would experience love for Krishna, when Vasudev Dutt experienced compassion to suffering, miserable, karmically bound souls, he would cry. Kaviraj Goswami describes when Vasudev Dutt cried, the stones would cry. Dry wood would weep. What to speak of human beings? That is the powerful impact he had by his love. Therefore, at Kumarahatta, after embracing Vasudev Dutt, Lord Chaitanya, with tears flowing from his eyes, he said, I am the property of Vasudev Dutt. This is the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. I declare again and again and again, my body belongs to Vasudev Dutt. If he wants to sell me anywhere, I am sold. I tell you again and again, it is the truth. I have given myself to Vasudev Dutt. I am his man. Srila Vasudev Dutt ki. That is to what extent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciates one who shows compassion, feels compassion for others. In this sense, we can appreciate to whatever capacity we can how dear Srila Prabhupada is to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti Charu Maharaj is revealing that to the world. In a few minutes we'll be visiting the place of Sharanga Thakur. This is another very, very magnanimous personality. Sharanga Thakur, very intimate associate of both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He lived here in Mamgati. There is a bakul tree that he would sit under and perform his bhajan, constantly chanting the holy names in such deep spiritual love. The Lord, within his heart, was telling him that he should accept disciples. But he was very humble. He had no inclination toward taking such a position as a guru. And also, it's really a disturbance to one's bhajan, having to deal with people's problems in their lives. Some of you may think that being a guru is a very exalted position where you enjoy. It's not at all like that. Everybody's headaches become your headaches. Everybody's problem becomes your problem. So many disappointments. It is a very, very severe responsibility of service. Srila Prabhupada, when he was having his heart attacks in the Jaladutta, that was actually probably quite easy for him compared to after he started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Having to compassionately take the responsibility to help people to love God. It's very serious. So Sharanda Thakur simply had no inclination. But the Lord within his heart was impelling him to do so. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes come here to Mamgachi and tell Sharanga Thakur that you should start initiating disciples. And Sharanga Thakur could never really say yes or no. The Lord repeatedly told him. One day, you see, Sharanga Thakur was doing his bhajan under a buckle tree, like Haridas Thakur. And the buckle tree was very, very old. Very old. And it was actually on the verge of death. No flowers, the leaves were falling. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, out of his love for Sharanga Thakur, because this tree served his devotee for so long. He was serving him, giving him shade, giving him a place to lean on. The Lord loves the servants of his servants. So he embraced that tree, and that tree, immediately upon embracing, the bark and the trunk became strong and new, and leaves and flowers blossomed immediately. He restored youth to this aged dying tree. Well, Sarangha Thakur understood that the Lord really wants me to initiate disciples. The Lord really wants me to be an instrument of His mercy in this world. So he decided, tomorrow morning, the first person I see, I'm going to initiate. So he got up and went to the Ganga to take his bath, and while he was in the Ganga, a dead corpse of a little boy was floating by. So this was the first person he would see. He touched his foot to the little boy and whispered the mantra in his ear. And the boy came to life and surrendered, became his disciple. He gave him the name Murari. Later on, he was known as Thakur Murari. Now, this is very, very wonderful, because actually, everyone in this world, from a spiritual point of view, is dead. But when the spiritual master speaks the mantra and speaks transcendental knowledge into our ear, he actually gives us life. This little boy was bit by a snake. And the custom in Bengal at that time is if someone was bit by snake, they don't burn the body. They throw in the river. So a small child, they threw him in the river. And mother and father were weeping and crying. And later on they found out that he was in Sarangha Thakur. He was Sarangha Thakur's disciple here at Mamgachi. So they were very eager to bring him home. So they came to the buckle tree and they said, "Son, son, you're alive, we're so happy, very nice, come home, come home, we're waiting for you." And he said, "This is my home. The lotus feet of Gurudev, that is my home." He said, "The body you gave me is dead. The life you gave me is dead. But the life that my Guru Maharaj gave me is eternal life. And therefore I am eternally his son." Became such a fearless preacher. It is explained, would sometimes run into the jungle and seeing a tiger would run after the tiger, pull his tail and ride on his back. Chanting the holy names. Take python on his lap and get the preach to the python. Sometimes he would go in the Ganga underwater. Sometimes you like to find a quiet place to chant. This is how he did. He would go under the water of the Ganga and chant japa for several days. This is the power of the mercy of the Vaishnavas. In this temple that we are at, the Gornitai deities, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, were personally worshipped by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And the deities of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan were worshipped and installed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We found the Acharya of Sri Gaudiya Math. The nature of Mamgachi is that the Acharyas, these humble and great souls that resided here, really and truly personified compassion. Compassion to suffering souls. And it is by that same compassion that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, reached out to all of us. It is by His kindness that we could be here and pray to and associate with the greatest personalities that ever walked on earth. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I thank you very much.